वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of July 1972 in Paris, France.
The Sankirtan movement was started by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago for mitigating the sufferings of the people of the world. He predicted that in every village, in every town on the surface of the globe, let this Sankirtan movement be spread up and people will be happy and they will thank Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was his prediction. Actually, this is happening now. So, our simple method, we go everywhere, all over the world, chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and we attract people, especially younger generation, boys and girls. Sometimes the newspaper reporters, they ask me, why this young man and young woman, they are very much attracted with this movement. I reply, that is the success of the movement. Because younger generation, they are the flowers, the future hope of the country, of the world. If they take this movement seriously, then the whole world will be happy. Vedic civilization desires that everyone be happy. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Vedic civilization is not animal civilization exploiting others, giving something to others. Sometimes the people, they think that India comes to the foreign country to take qualification for earning livelihood. Actually, they come here when one of my god brothers long ago, he came to England. Lady Wellington challenged the preacher that in your country people come here, they take some degree and go to the back, the country, and become big man. So what you have got to teach us? Actually, from materialistic point of view, we haven't got to teach to the Western country anything. That's a fact. Because your science, your machine, far advanced. But still, there is a great treasure house in India, which is spiritual knowledge. You have to take from India. Of course, this spiritual knowledge, Vedic knowledge, is not for any particular society or country. It is meant for all. People sometimes ask me, Eastern, Western. Actually, there is no Eastern and Western in spiritual platform. Spiritual platform is one. You are spirit soul, I am spirit soul. So, on the spiritual platform, if we see, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Pandita Samadarshina, those who are actually learned, they are Samadarshi, they have no distinction. The exact version of Lord Krishna is Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastine Sunite Cha Sapake Cha Pandita Samadarshi. A Brahmana is considered, a Brahman generally becomes very learned, Vidya Vinaya, very gentle. So one Brahmin who is qualified with gentle qualities and high learning, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, and a cow, an animal, and an elephant, a dog, a low-born chandal, all these living entities, a learned man sees all of them on the equal level. Because a learned man who is actually in the spiritual platform, he knows that here is a dog and here is a learned Brahmin. By their karma, they have got different dress only. But within the Brahmin, within the dog, the same spirit soul is there. So, our material platform, we distinguish, I am Indian, you are Frenchman, he is Englishman, he is American, he is cat, he is dog. This is the vision of the material platform. In the spiritual platform, we can see that every living entity is part and parcel of God, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, mamai vamsa jiva bhuta. Every living entity, it doesn't matter what he is. There are 8,400,000 species of form, but all of them, they are covered only by different dresses. Just like you Frenchman, you may be differently dressed, an Englishman may be differently dressed, an Indian may be differently dressed, but dress is not very important. The man within the dress, he is important. Similarly, this body is not very important thing. Antavattuime deha nitta sukta saririna. This body is perishable. But the soul within the body, he is not perishable. Therefore, this human form of life is meant for cultivating the knowledge of the non-perishable. Unfortunately, our science, philosophy, school, college, university, they are simply concerned with the perishable, not with the imperishable. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for taking into account of the non-perishable. So, it is the movement of the soul, not the movement as political movement, social movement, or religious movement. They are pertaining to the perishable body, but Krishna consciousness movement is pertaining to the imperishable soul. Therefore, the Sankirtan movement, simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, your heart will be gradually cleansed, so that you can come to the spiritual platform. Just like here, in this moment, we have got students from all countries of the world, all religions of the world, but they no more think of the particular type of religion or nation or creed or color. No. All of them think as part and parcel of Krishna. When we come to that platform and when we engage ourselves in that positional occupation, then we are liberated. So, this movement is very important movement. It is not, of course, possible to give you all details within a few minutes, but if you are interested, you can kindly contact with us, either by correspondence or by reading our literature or by personal contact, anywhere, your life will be sublime. We have not such distinction that this is India, this is England, this is France, this is Africa. We think every living entity, not only human being, even animals, birds, bees, trees, aquatics, insects, reptiles, all part and parcel of God. But the lower animals, the aquatics, birds, bees, trees, plants, insects, they are unable to receive this knowledge. The human being has developed consciousness, he can receive this knowledge of spirit soul. So our only request is that do not take this moment as a religious moment. It is the moment of the soul. It is very scientific, based on authority. And practically we are seeing, we are getting good response all over the world. We have got over 100 branches. And in Africa also we have got many branches. Canada, Europe, America, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere. So our only request is the leaders of the nation, the scientists, the philosophers, may kindly take some interest in this moment. We can talk with them. We have got many literatures, big, big books, scientifically explained, philosophically explained. So our only request is that you come forward, try to understand this philosophy and spread for the benefit of the whole human society. Thank you very much.